Hi, I'm Johns Hopkins with Baltimore Heritage. Welcome to 5 Minutes of Baltimore History on WYPR. If I ask you to name a Baltimore food, I bet the first thing that pops into your mind is crab cakes. But your next thought likely is, boy, they're expensive. For ages, the seafood dish for working-class Baltimoreans has been lake trout, thin fish fillets, breaded and fried and served between two pieces of white bread and doused in hot sauce. Simple and heavenly. You can find lake trout in takeout places all around the city, often for less than $10. But the most interesting thing about lake trout is not its price or its prominence in the hit TV show The Wire, but how it got its name. It's not trout, and it does not come from a lake. So what is it? Lake trout is most commonly identified as whiting, but that actually refers to several different types of flaky white fish. More specifically, it's hake, and most often silver hake, a bottom-dwelling fish that lives in the Atlantic Ocean. Okay, but why do we call it trout? Bill Devine of Fadley Seafood has a theory that the misnomer came from us Baltimoreans messing up a common word. When fish came into Lexington Market late in the season, they were referred to as late fish. So it's quite possible that a city that has always had a bit of difficulty pronouncing things like the Kitchen Zinc and the Patapsco River would turn late into lake without batting an eye. That covers the lake part, so what about the trout part? That has never really been answered, but my guess is that it was a marketing ploy. In my mind, 100 years ago or so, a fishmonger changed the name of the lowly hake to something that sounded better and could be sold for a higher price. That's not as crazy or diabolical as it might sound. Baltimore is not the only city to have rebranded hake. In St. Louis, hake is called jack salmon, and in Philadelphia, it's commonly known as mountain trout. In general, using creative naming to pass one fish off as another is a popular tactic. In Florida, if you order Nile perch, you likely will be eating tilapia. And all over the U.S., Chilean sea bass is the ramped-up name for Patagonian toothfish. Whatever we got the name lake trout from, it's been around for a long time. In the 1920s, Chesapeake Bay resorts were known for their lake trout, and a Baltimore Evening Sun article in 1937 advertising whiting as quote-unquote lake trout. So we know that it was a common name by at least the 1920s and 30s. The history of fried fish in America goes back even further, originating in African American communities. Enslaved Africans brought over their fish eating traditions, and here in America were sometimes able to fish in local lakes or rivers as a way to supplement their generally poor diet. Fish fries on Saturday nights, a practice we still see today, started during this time. If somebody had a good day of fishing, they might hang a red lantern outside their cabin on Saturday night, letting people know a fish fry was on. Here in Baltimore, we combined our deep-rooted African-American food culture and love of seafood, butchered and oversold the name, and did the whole thing on the cheap to come up with what is now the classic Baltimore lake trout dish. And over the past 100 years, the dish has changed very little. Today, they cut the head and tail off before bringing it out to you, and today, most of us douse the whole thing, fish and fries and all, with a vinegar-based hot sauce. But other than that, the meal is indistinguishable from one that Baltimoreans were eating a century ago. So if you've never tried lake trout, or haven't had it for a while, I'll encourage you to take a trip down to your local seafood carryout place and give it a go. You won't regret it. But please, please remember, you have to eat it hot out of the fryer. For more information on lake trout, check out Baltimore Heritage's 5-minute history videos at BaltimoreHeritage.org. I'm Johns Hopkins for Baltimore Public Media.